The Lord be with you. Good morning, everybody. And welcome back to church. It's lovely to see real faces. Norman and myself, we've been the only two in church for the last number of months. And it's a bit different when you don't have your friends around you. So it's lovely to see, as they say, real people again. Our theme for this morning is "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And surely over the last months, this global pandemic has been very distressing, a very distressing time, a very strange time for all of us. Life has been turned upside down for many. Circumstances for some have changed beyond belief, and for an extended period of time at that, and for some longer than others. And everyone has felt it differently, but profoundly. Some cocooned for a time they could never have imagined staying in. People working from home, adapting to new ways of carrying out their employment. Others losing their employment. Stress on businesses. People struggling to face the future, and it's not over yet. Children schooling from home, and teachers learning to teach through social media, through computers and all that. Parents learning to be teachers. Baptisms, weddings, postponed. And of course, there's been such an admiration for essential workers and community goodwill and medical people and people who've had to leave their own homes for the sake of their own families and others. For others, they've lost a loved one. The stinging wound of grief is always hard to bear. But in this COVID-19 world, things have become even more complicated. And in relation to bereavement and loss, even more painful. Loved ones unable to be with their loved ones at the moment of death. Funerals curtailed. Some of us have experienced a lot of that. Families having to make heartbreaking decisions about who will be able to attend the funerals. And in this way, mourners feeling separated from their loved ones. At best, at times, they were bystanders at a short funeral service, at a graveyard or in a funeral home. And this is understandable, wise even, given the potency of this virus and the ensuing restrictions. It's all caused a very emotional cost to very many people. And I would like us to think on that as we take a couple of moments to be silent before God, especially remembering those who have died in this period and their families who are still struggling, and many of us are struggling in different ways. And I'm going to ask him just to introduce the silence with a verse and we'll think of those around us and ourselves and the struggles. In it all, God has been a very present help. And I know I have seen many miracles throughout this time, and especially in the difficult times. And perhaps you have been too. I've seen God been a comfort to many. So as we come back into God's presence in the church today, our church as a community again, we want to praise him. So we use some words from Psalm 100 on your sheet. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord in gladness, and come before him with joyful songs.
Know that the Lord is God.
It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, and sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
How awesome is this place!
This is the gateway to heaven.
I saw a ladder which rested on the ground, with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were going up and down it. There is none other than the house of God, and this is the gateway of heaven. You will see greater things than this. You will see heaven wide open, and God's angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gateway of heaven. You are the temple of the living God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. The temple of God is holy, and you are that temple.
This is the gateway of heaven.
And we pray. Almighty God, we praise you for the many blessings you have given to those who worship you in this house of prayer. And we pray that all who seek you in this place may find you, and being filled with the Holy Spirit, may become a living temple acceptable to you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen.
We're going to be seated as we can't sing at the moment, but we can hum. And we're going to listen or read through three verses of the church's one foundation.
Thank you.
Merciful God, forgive us our sins, for we are frail and weak. We do what we know we should not do. We fail to do those things that we ought to do. And we do not understand our frailty. We overindulge and under-exercise. We do not do that which is good for us. And we do not understand our weakness. But you, O God, know us all too well. And you love us and forgive us. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.
And the collect for today. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal, that we finally lose not things eternal. Grant this, Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And we listen to our first reading.
A reading from Peter's first letter. All wrap yourselves in humility to be servants of each other, because God refuses the proud and will always favor the humble. Bow down then before the power of God now, and he will raise you up on the appointed day. Unload all your worries unto him, since he is looking after you. Be calm but vigilant, because your enemy the devil is prowling round like a roaring lion, looking for someone to eat. Stand up to him, strong in faith, and in the knowledge that your brothers and sisters all over the world are suffering the same things. You will have to suffer only for a little while. The God of all grace, who called you to eternal glory in Christ, will see that all is well again. He will confirm, strengthen, and support you. His power lasts forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by our deeds. At that time Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yet, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Let us pray. May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you, Lord Jesus Christ, our sustainer and our redeemer. Amen. Well, that reading that we've just heard was appointed for today in the lectionary, and I thought it was quite appropriate as we return to church, for in many ways we do feel a bit weary about all that has happened in the past weeks, or indeed not happened in our lives. And I believe there's an underlying stress in us all. You may not think so, but I think it's there. You mightn't feel it until there's a vaccine and you can just kind of breathe and relax. When you feel safe, that's when the relief will come. The area that we lived in Western Uganda had, it was a rebel torn area on the Congo border, and attacks happened from time to time, but mainly life just went on as normal. But occasionally we'd travel away a few hours to the capital city, and it wasn't until we arrived there that we would suddenly like just breathe. You'd realise you're breathing easier. Because you're out of the situation. It was like a weight taken off. And this was a respite that really helped. And unrelieved stress is a very serious condition. We all need to have healthy techniques for dealing with it. And unfortunately, our COVID journey is not over yet. Many people over time are finding temporary relief from, well, little funnies on the WhatsApps and looking at a lot of YouTube for those who have the computers. And that's not surprising, but what I was surprised to read was that there's a huge up in people watching cleaning videos. Anybody here like to own up to that? Watching other people cleaning their houses. And I just thought that was a little bit, well, many of us went spring cleaning, of course, but I thought that was surprising. One young woman said that she falls asleep each night watching cleaning videos because they clear her head of anxiety and fear. Someone else said it's very relaxing. Well, it seems a bit of a harmless way to go about things, a strange way to deal with stress. But it doesn't really tackle the deeper problems in our life that cause us to feel sometimes out of control in the first place. And that's why I chose my topic today, dealing with stress. Happiness, they say, is in the present, but there are not a lot of happy people all the time. Often many of us describe our lives as busy or hectic or even crazy. And in our world, it seems to be the norm. People don't have enough time or don't take time anymore, and maybe not enough rest. And I suppose one good thing about the pandemic was that it slowed us down and made us change our ways. And hopefully some of it might stick. In our Bible reading, Jesus challenges the people around him with these words, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus is saying to us that weariness is not meant to be our natural way of living. That's not what God created us for. In fact, no matter how productive our schedules make us feel, it is actually living in opposition to the rhythms of life that contribute to peace and charity and clarity and purposeful living. Weariness and burdens blind us to the true purpose of our lives and bind us with a sense of powerlessness. They isolate us. When we're weary, when we're burdened, our focus narrows down to what's right in front of us, what is urgent instead of what is important. This behaviour is the norm in our culture. It's become the norm, so we don't really question it. That's just the way of life. Except that Jesus says it isn't the way things are meant to be. So what did Jesus mean by rest for our souls? Rest for our souls is not the same as a vacation or a staycation or whatever they're calling it nowadays, or a nap or a spa break. It's not temporary respite from our stress. Rest for our souls is reorientation of our values and our perceptions of life to match up with the values and perceptions of God, the one who created us, the source of our soul. "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens. I will give you rest." The first thing that Jesus is saying to us is, you have a soul. To be more correct about it, you are a soul. Do we ever think about that? Sometimes we might say, oh, the poor soul. But do we think about us being a soul? We're not a random collection of cells. So we're not. And we're not the sum of our current circumstances, because we know that circumstances change. Did you ever think about it? You're a work of art. You're made in the image of God. You have the imprint of the eternal, all-powerful God Almighty within you. And your soul is a mark of God's abundant love for you. It marks you out as incredibly valuable in God's eyes. Which leads to a question. Are you experiencing life the way God meant you to experience it? Or do you feel weary and sometimes burdened because you're living in a way that is disconnected from your own soul? And that's the first thing Jesus is saying. We have a soul. We are a soul. And the second is this, is that we have a saviour. We have a bridge between God and our soul. Jesus didn't say, come to me and all your troubles will go away. He says, come to me and I'll share your life. I'll live it with you. And that's what he meant when he said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Jesus lived every moment knowing that there are certain things worth living and dying for, and everything else is just noise. We have a Saviour who understands what we face. He knows what it's like to be tired. He knows what it's like to be worried and lonely or misunderstood. We have a Saviour who chose to live as we live, as humans, so he could show us that our identity and our purpose and our strength and hope aren't based on our circumstances. They're based on the reality of a loving God living within us. As we said in our earlier on prayer, that the temple of God is in us and we are his temple. He simply walked with us in our weaknesses, and having that love and power freely available to us makes any burden easier to bear. Take my yoke upon you. So we have a soul, we have a saviour. And finally, Jesus is saying to us, we have a solution to our weariness and burdens. Back a number of years ago, it could be back in the 70s, there was a movie called Freaky Friday. And it was about a frustrated mother and her rebellious daughter. And within the movie, they suddenly exchange lives. The mother wakes up in the daughter's body and vice versa. And each one has to live in the other's body and in the other's world. They have a few days living the other person's priorities and responsibilities and stresses. And so mother and daughter learn to respect and empathize with each other, because they've walked in each other's shoes. If Jesus was to live a day in our lives, would he have the same priorities as we do? Would he view our circumstances as we do? Would he get stressed over the things that stress us out? He wouldn't. Why not? Because Jesus looks beyond the circumstances of our lives to the greater story that a loving God is writing through us. Which brings me to another question. What other source of peace or rest are we counting on besides Jesus? Because sometimes we do look in the wrong places. This life can take so much away from us. It can make us very discontented. But there is a part of us that cannot be taken away, and it is not affected by outward circumstances or inward doubts. It's that eternal stamp on our personhood that says, I am made in the image of God. I am a soul. God loved us so much, he sent his son. He came in the form of Jesus to share our life and die for us. That's our saviour. Come to him and submit your life to his guidance and his priorities, and you will find rest for your soul. And as we heard in the verses that Claire first wrote, read for us, you will have to suffer only a little while. The God of all grace, who called you to eternal glory in Christ, will see that all is well again, and he will confirm, strengthen and support you. His power lasts forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to bow our heads and we're going to pray now, as we pray for ourselves and we pray for others. And the responses are on your sheet. Lord, we pray for the weary. Yoked to you, may they find new strength. Lord, we pray for those who are burdened. Yoked to you, may they load be lightened. Lord, we pray for the sick, especially those on our hearts at the moment. I pray especially for Mary and for Sophie. Yoked to you, may they find healing and wholeness. Lord, we pray for those who look after the sick and dying. Yoke to you, may they be filled with wisdom, skill and compassion. Lord, we pray for those not physically with us today in the church. Yoke to you, may they find confidence in going out again. Lord, we pray for those whose lives are complicated. Yoked to you, may they see as your children do. Lord, we pray for the bereaved, and especially at this time we think of the O'Callaghan family and others on our hearts. Yoked to you, may they be comforted. Lord, we pray for ourselves and all who sin. Yoked to you, may we find forgiveness in our friendship with you. Amen. And we bring our prayers together in the words, Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And gathering our prayers and praises into one, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. We're going to listen to the words and hum along with our next hymn, our closing hymn. How shall I sing that majesty? It's lovely to have music even if we can't sing at the moment. And it's lovely to hear the song of our newest member down the back, Miss Emma. You're very welcome, she is, wherever she is now. Has she left? She's asleep. It's lovely. And just to say thank you to everybody for the team, everybody getting the church ready. And of course, it's a little bit strange at the moment, and it will be for a while, but do come to church on time, and as more people come back, and hopefully the 2 metres will reduce and we won't be as constrained as we are now. But I still think there's lots of room for people who want to come to church. There's not really many announcements apart from church same time next Sunday. Everything is put on hold. Our offertory is no longer at the moment passed around, so we've left the basket at the back of the church for on your way out. And do take your service sheets home with you as well, and anything that's lying about, that would be great. Thank you. And I think that's pretty much... We are making a voice recording, so we're hoping that we'll check out the technology on that, but for those who can't come out physically, that we'll be able to send it by WhatsApp or put it up on the internet so that at least people get the sound of what's going on in the service. And to say thank you to everyone for... There's lots of people read for me, or read for the services each Sunday, and it was lovely having the different voices each week. So thank you very much. And a prayer as we go out. Take the yoke of Jesus and learn from him. For his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Be gentle and humble in heart and find rest for your souls. Amen. And a blessing. Christ, whose glory is in the heavens, fill this house and illumine your hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you and all whom you love always. Amen. I ask that people leave with... Francis will guide us out, but we'll kind of leave one at a time to keep the distancing going. And God bless you, and see you next Sunday.